kinds of places, diverse voices here on KBOO. This is what we do. It costs a little bit of money to bring you Flashpoints and Democracy Now! And some of the other programs that we give you. Most of our programming, though, is local, all done by volunteers. We are the most efficient outfit in the media world that you can support.
Absolutely. And our expenses, like, for the whole year are about
That's about $700,000 or $800,000.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry. Dyslexia strikes. So it's minimal. We're frugal. But we do need your contributions. 877-500-5266 in the form of dollars right now. We love that you are listeners. We love having listeners. We are listeners ourselves. That's how a lot of people get started coming in, because it is a community radio station. That means we are part of the community. We value community participation. And now the participation that we would oh so value is you giving a call with whatever you feel that you can donate today. 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM. It's an easy, fast. All of them are very secure ways to donate and contribute. Because it's we all have to contribute. That's what makes communities. And if you value this type of radio, and we know you do because you're listening, this is the time to step up with your contribution. 877-500-5266.
Or KBOO.FM.
All right. Thank you, Pitchers. I want to remind our listeners, they are listening to KBOO Portland. It is 11 o'clock, and we're hopefully going to get between the covers on. Our guest is perhaps having trouble finding parking in the area, so we'll find out what's happening in a couple minutes here. But in about a half hour, join us for Black Book Talk at 11:30, where today the guest is law professor David Trout, author of The Price of Paradise, The Cost of Inequality, and A Vision for a More Equitable America. That is coming up in about a half hour. Stick around. Between the Covers is next on KBOO.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bread and Ink Cafe, located at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne, serving the community breakfast, lunch, and dinner for more than 30 years. Lunch was provided by Tandoor Kitchen, located at 406 Southwest Oak, serving North and South Indian dishes every day with choices for vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free diets. Dinner was provided by Atlas Pizza, located at 3570 Southeast Division Street, a locally owned neighborhood joint offering pizza, pinball, and cold beer since the spring of 2014.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of We the People Standing Together to Protect Our Climate, Lessons from the Community Rights Movement. Thursday, May 14th at 7 p.m. at the Elliott Chapel in the First Unitarian Church in Portland. Paul Cienfuegos is presenting this original speech and will lead a community conversation about the community rights movement and how civic engagement can lead to reclaiming the structures of law. Again, that's Paul Cienfuegos with We the People Standing Together to Protect Our Climate, Thursday, May 14th at 7 p.m. at the Elliott Chapel at the First Unitarian Church, 1011 Southwest 12th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Yes, and you are tuned to KBOO. I'm Conch. I'm here with Lynn, and we are doing live radio this morning with our fabulous group of people who come in to interview authors, talk about their works, the significance of it to you, the listener. And while we're doing that, while we're waiting for our live guest to come into the studio, we want to make sure that we get support for this programming that people work so hard on. I can tell you from personal experience that for every hour of programming, probably 10 to 20 hours worth of research and work goes into that. So if you think that's worth your support, your $5 or $10 or $20 a month, I urge you to go online. That's one option, KBOO.FM. Look for that jar in the upper right-hand corner of the screen that says Donate Today. And you can just click and fill in all the fields, maybe get a thank you gift along the way. Or come in at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue here in lovely East Portland, becoming increasingly trendy. Or your best option, in my opinion,
Would be to dial 877-500-5266 from whatever sort of phone device you've got. We're here to take your calls. Our lovely phone answers can get you through the whole thing really fast. 877-500-5266. Yeah, come down here, 820 Southeast 8th. Don't go downtown today. I'm telling you, just don't do it. Do yourself a favor. Stop
go
by.
Go nowhere near Nike or downtown.
Just stop by KBOO. You know, while you're biking around in the area, come on down and make your contribution now. And 877-500-5266. And I believe we're going to go to Between the Covers right now. Kathleen, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Lynn.
Excellent.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we have Sharon Wood Wortman by phone this morning. And Sharon was not able to make it into the studio, but we're going to be talking with her about a lot of things about bridges. Sharon is the founder of the program Between the Covers, and she is also a poet, performer, playwright, and author of three editions of the Portland Bridge book, the last two editions with Ed Wortman. She is often known as the Bridge Lady because she has led bridge walks for Portland Parks and Outdoor Recreation since 1991. As an Oregon Chautauqua scholar, she performed Bridge Stories, a storytelling slideshow across Oregon from 1999 to 2001. She maintains the website bridgestories.com. And her latest book is The Big and Awesome Bridges of Portland and Vancouver, a book for young readers and their teachers. And she has been working to get this book used in area schools. So welcome, Sharon. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm on a bridge.
Are you on a bridge right now?
Actually, I'm going under a bridge.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, before we talk about bridges, just for a minute, tell us how the program Between the Covers got started here on KBOO.
Oh, I remember it well. I was just a freshman in college. I had just finished being a news intern. And after that got done, and I was really happy, and Ross Reynolds and Harriet Vasquez, they were happy with what I'd done. And about that time, Harriet was starting that program. And I went to the grant hearing with her. We got it funded. And I actually even got paid a little bit of money to begin Between the Covers. It was great.
Wow. And that was in the mid-'80s?
Yep, mid-'80s. I was a poor freelancer, so every penny counted, just like it does still.
And so going from Between the Covers to bridges, how did your interest in bridges come about?
Are you kidding me? You don't have that long. We only have 15 minutes. Okay, I'll just give you the brief story. So I grew up on the east side of the Willamette, 10 miles out. My grandmother had something called Jeffrophobia, which we didn't know how to name it then, but it's literally fear of bridges. And my mother had acrophobia. So as I like to tell people, my little sister and I got to come into downtown Portland about as often as we flew to Paris.
Wow.
Not very often. And so later, when I had a chance to write about them, I raised my hand at an Oregonian meeting and said, can I write about the bridges? Because they were just starting the Portland section. And that's how that whole series that I wrote in 1984 came about. And then one bridge led to another in the what would I call it, the Oregon Historical Society Press, then published the first edition of the Bridge Book in 89. So it was just, you know, you start writing about something and people think you know something about it, and then pretty soon you do know something about it. So one thing leads to another.
Right. Now, as I mentioned, your latest book is something I have right here in my hands. It's The Big and Awesome Bridges of Portland and Vancouver, a book for young readers and their teachers. It's a large format hardcover book, beautifully done, full of all kind of information, facts, pictures, illustrations, trip ideas, interviews, drawings, essays, poetry, and more. Talk a little bit about this project and why it's been so important to you.
What do I want to say about that book? My book, that feels like a gratitude book to me for everything that Bridges has given me, have given me over the years. And we were all done. Ed and I thought we were pretty much ready to retire. And then...
That's your husband, who's also...
Yes, husband Ed, the engineer that I met later. I met him much later in my career. Anyway, so it came to our attention that Bridges had been taught as part of Portland Public Schools for at least, well, we know since the 1950s in third grade. For example, this year alone, 4,100 third graders are looking at the Bridges as part of social studies. So anyway, there had never been a book, so we decided that was one last project we really needed to do. So we started raising money in 2010. That was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be, but when I started out, I didn't dream, never in 100 years, that the book just for printing and binding was going to cost us $110,000. So the book is a beautiful book, but it's also designed like a bridge. It's meant to last for a long time. And at the end, Portland Public Schools came in with a wonderful $25,000 donation, and the book then on the cover shows it was published in cooperation with Portland Public Schools.
Yeah, it seems like there's a cooperation with a lot of people and groups to make this project come about, including the people who did the drawings, the students who wrote poems. Talk about how all that came together.
Well, since I had been dealing with Bridges for many years, I knew that there were these pieces out there that I wanted to include. So one of the pieces for sure was that I had seen all this wonderful poetry by students, and I had seen drawings that I admired. There were photographs. The book has more than 400 photographs from various sources, and I knew that there had been some artists. I'd put together a I'd put together a calendar 2 years in a row, way back in 2010 and 29, to actually raise money for the party for the Hawthorne Bridge when it turned 100 years old in 2010. So I knew about those photographers. So these were just, you know, all these pieces that I had pulled together after doing, you know, my walks and talks and books over a period of 25 years. So the book is 240 pages, and it just has all these pieces of what I knew about them and what I wanted to give to people, and especially young readers. So the book has seven sections, and each section is divided by poems of the third graders. So that give you, did I answer that already?
Yeah.
It feels like such a big project, but
Yes. It just has, from what I've read, I mean, the book itself is, like I said, it's beautiful. It's not only attractive, I think, to younger readers and their teachers, but I think for someone that wants to know about the Bridges and someone like myself, who I actually like books that are aimed sometimes towards younger readers because they're clear and give me a great simple outline of what's going on, the history, the way bridges are built, the different types of bridges. That was really interesting to me, the variety of bridges in design that we have here in Portland has always fascinated me, and to have it so clearly explained in a book was great.
Thank you. Yeah, we, I don't know, I think there's something like 600,000 roadway bridges in the United States, and in that 600,000, there are only three main types, and only three main bridge types, or movable types, And we have all six in Portland. And, you know, built by some of the most famous engineers across the country and actually in the world. So it just turned out this place is a bridge museum. And I wanted that, we wanted that reflected in the book. And I have to tell you, it wasn't, this book is not just my effort and Ed's effort. I mean, it really stands on the shoulders of so many people that helped us get this book out there, including Edith Fuller, who was our volunteer editor, former librarian at Portland Public Schools, and John Larson, our production manager, and just the designers of the book turned out to be students from Portland Community College graphic design program. And I went to that department head, C.C. Petford, when I could not find a graphic designer for this book. I knew what I wanted to look like, but I was not finding that. So she assigned me 11 of her students in her spring term class, and then after they graduated, five of those students stayed with us. Wow. Or maybe it was six. I think it was six of them. And continued to work with me piece by piece on the book. It was just an amazing collaboration. It's everything a bridge is, because it takes a community to build a bridge, and it took a community to build that book, which, by the way, weighs 3 pounds. I like to say that I think it costs more money than some bridges I know to build.
I'm speaking with Sharon Wood Wortman. She is the person behind this book, this collaborative effort, The Big and Awesome Bridges of Portland and Vancouver, a book for young readers and their teachers. Sharon has generously donated a few copies of this book to us for our membership drive, which is really wonderful. And we are offering it to people who pledge $75 to KBOO right now. You can get a copy of this book, The Big and Awesome Bridges of Portland. And also Sharon has posters that are related to the beautiful posters that are related to the book that I think that she is adding to the mix. So I just wanted to put that out there. We'll be talking more about that in a few minutes. But if you want to call right now and reserve a copy of that, you can do it at 877-500-5266. Sharon, why are there so many different types of bridges in Portland?
Oh, well, that is such a wonderful question, and I often get asked that question. I'd like to come back to that. The poster.
What's that?
The poster features 22 of the area bridges. So that means it's a regional piece, and it's actually a regional book, because we're talking about bridges from Oregon City to Vancouver, Washington.
Right, and you said 22?
Yeah. And we're counting the bridge across the interstate as two bridges, because one of those, one of the interstate bridges was built in 1917 and one in 1958. So I'm looking here in the book under experts and interviews, page 154. Do you have that book there, Kathleen?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's go to page 154. And there's a wonderful paragraph in there that kind of sums up. Everybody wants to know why we have so many bridge types in Portland. And it's in the second column under that heading. People often ask, why are there so many bridge types in Portland, Vancouver?
Right.
Okay, so here's the answer. Are you ready?
Yes.
The answer is that each bridge was designed and built at a different time, on a different type of ground, by a different engineer who worked within the different budgets of different owners with different design needs and different design tastes, all while using the different building materials, different construction equipment, and different tools of technology available at the moment. In fact, every one of the 600,000 roadway bridges in the U.S. is a result of unique circumstances.
Right.
So that kind of explain why we have, I mean, our first bridges were built here in 1887. That was the first Morrison. We're on the third Morrison now. And those first bridges were lightweight wooden trusses that they were swing bridges. And then as technology improved and we stopped using rivets, we started using high-strength bolts, and we still are a steel bridge city. Only the Telecom Crossing is the only really concrete bridge in the mix. It's just this evolution of time, actually, reflected in the bridges. So that's what makes them a museum, is you can go, you can see them and see the changes in our time.
And is the Hawthorne Bridge the oldest that in on the river?
Yes. Well, the Hawthorne is a kind of bridge called a vertical lift bridge, which means that center span lifts up kind of like an elevator. And it is the oldest operating vertical lift bridge in the United States. In fact, that railing, next time you bike over the Hawthorne, that railing that went up in 1910 is designed at a height to keep horses from jumping over the side. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the themes in the book is that you, a character called the Bridge, well, it's the Bridge Lady. She recommends various vantage points that people can use to observe aspects of the various bridges. And
yeah, she's actually there 33 times, and she takes the reader to the bridge and tells you things to look for. For example, the Bridge Lady, recommends people go to the west end of the Fremont Bridge right off NATO Parkway, and you can stand by the bridge's footings, and you can see where half of the bridge's gravity goes into the ground, because there are two footings on the east side, too. But standing on the west side, it's perfectly open, it's gorgeous, you can stand there, and one footing, 7,500 tons of gravity in the ground, and the other one, another 7,500 tons. So you wouldn't want to miss that, right?
No, there's right? Yeah, there's so many possible observations that I found out about from reading this book that it makes me want to have a lot of free time to be able to do those things, because they're great. We only have a few minutes left, Sharon, before we want to be able to ask people to support KBOO. So tell me what you really want people to know at this stage in the production of this project.
The books are out there. They're at Powell, they're at Annie Bloom's, they're at the Mac Club. They are, let's see, where else do I have them? Oh, the Oregon Historical Society Museum store. If teachers call me or school, we give them a 20% discount. We only have a few books left after our free distribution to schools. We distributed 4,500 books in December and January to Portland Public and Vancouver School District. So the books we have left, we'd love to get into classrooms, but we're not picky. Every penny that we make now selling these books goes to pay off that printing and binding debt. So a good place to reach me is bridgestories@icloud.com. And if we have time, I have one little short poem I'd love to conclude with. It's very short.
That's great.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
It's called Flannel, and it's on the last page of the book, page 240. Very short. Now to get the copy for this new book finished. Up at 2 a.m. yesterday, working through to 7 p.m., 30 hours in pajamas. The day before, another 10, reminding me that every time I turn the page in any book, I am holding the dreams of the author's missing sleep.
Great. Yeah, that's great. And have you caught up on your sleep?
No, that's why I'm late today.
Okay. And, and if people, are you still doing the bridge tours?
My bridge tours are now being conducted. I stopped my bridge tours to work on this book in 2010. A wonderful young man by the name of Nathan Hoover is leading the tours, but I also do lead special tours, so I am not ready to give up my permit with Multnomah County to take people into the tower and pit of the Morrison Bridge. Not quite ready.
Okay. Well, Sharon, I want to thank you for being with us, and thanks for donating these books to KBOO's Pledge Drive, and wish you the best.
Thank you. You know, KBOO is one of the best bridges in this community. If you want to talk about a bridge,
talk about KBOO.
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you. Sharon Wood Wortman, her latest project, The Big and Awesome Bridges of Portland and Vancouver. And this is KBOO, and we are in our membership drive. And now we are joined by Conch and Lynn back to tell us more and find out about how you can get a copy of The Big and Awesome Bridges Portland.
That is right, Kathleen. You know, I was thinking that is Portland is a very unique city to have as many bridges as we do, and it's a very unique city in that we have a thriving community radio station, which is where we're talking to you from today, KBOO. And one way to keep that thriving community radio station a unique and wonderful gift to the city and to the world is to call in today with your contribution, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. And today you can get a copy of The Big and Awesome Bridges of Vancouver and Portland. Portland and Vancouver, the poster and
the book. Oh my gosh,
look
at the size of this book.
I know, it's a great...
This is a coffee table
book.
Yes,
it's a coffee table book. It's a great book if you've got kids or are a kid at heart, and of course that's most of us. For a $75 minimum donation, you can get that today. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. It's a unique thank you gift, as KBOO is a unique and wonderful community radio station. Conscious pouring through the book.
Well,
right
it's
now,
an activity
finding
book,
out.
And it's an art book. Well, this is the thing. It's the author here is, I mean...
What is the thing, Conch?
The thing is, this is exactly what's made Sharon Woodman, what's made Portland such an incredible place that's a draw for so many people, is that... If you see the walking tours around town, if you see the historical and architectural tours around town, I mean, Sharon Woodman had a lot to do with that, and she started out really doing volunteer work for KBOO as a programmer with Between the Covers, starting this show that you're hearing. This is the kind of things that KBOO helps build up and blossom and make real, and you can support this seeds that go into the future community livability issues and activities that happen here by calling toll-free 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. Like Sharon was saying, this is KBOO is a bridge. KBOO is a bridge across the divides between communities, and it's beautiful to have this history that's been overlooked for so long and have it be celebrated by people who really know what they're talking about, who have really done their research, who have put in the footwork. And yes, for a $75 minimum pledge of support, you can get this fabulous, 200-some-page hardcover coffee table style book, Big and Awesome Bridges of Portland and Vancouver, along with a poster. So this is a book and a poster you can get. And you can do a monthly deduction from checking system for only $6.25 per month, $6.25 a month. That adds up to $75 a year. But the way to do it is just by calling right now, toll free, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. Kathleen just brought in some of the posters.
Some big and awesome
they're
posters from The Big and Awesome Bridges. And they're great. This is a lovely, if you've got kids, like I said, if you are a kid in your heart, then and if you love bridges, if you like to geek out on bridges and architectural things, this is, and history of Portland, this is the book for you. And this is the time for you to call and donate to this station, 877-500-5266. It's a contribution. It's contributing to the care and feeding of your community radio station, 877-500-5266. We are the farmers market of radio stations. We have many things for many people, and we like it that way because that's how our community is. We want to keep it as diverse as possible. KBOO.FM is another way to contribute. KBOO.FM, and just go up to our website and click on the little jar thing that says donate today, because today would be the day to do it. It's a great day to do it. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. Now is the time Why not? Do it before 11:30. You got 2 minutes.
I'm looking over this poster, and yes, indeed, the new bridge, the Tillicum Crossing.
I was going to ask about
is
that.
Is on the poster. It is here. They've got a little, such a beautiful little bridge, and they've got it here. It's number Q, letter Q, on the Big and Awesome Bridges poster. You can get that, along with the book, When You Become a Member of KBOO, at a $75 level by calling 877-500. KBOO, or coming in, we're near the Burnside Bridge. We're near the east side of the Burnside Bridge. So cross a bridge or don't cross a bridge. Just come over to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and you can look at this for yourself, this book and these posters for yourself. Have a cup of coffee and get a tour of the station. We are open 9 to 5. We are the one media outlet in this town.
It doesn't have to be a special day to take a tour of KBOO. Come on down anytime and join. 877-500-5266. Our doors are open during business hours every day. We talk to people. 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. Those are the ways to connect with us for contribution. It's easy, it's peasy, and it's fun. It's a fun place to be, fun to listen to, and it always feels good to actually be a contributing member. Contribute to the $88 an hour it takes to run this place. Contribute just to our electric bill. Contribute to what we need to keep things going on, to educate people.
We run through a lot of equipment. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, 24/7,
365, a lot of equipment.
500 volunteers. We're talking a lot of headphones.
Just wanted to let you know that this is a great time to call because in a minute or two, we're going to have Black Book Talk with law professor David Trout, author of The Price of Paradise, The Cost of Inequality, and A Vision for a More Equitable America. And we do have that book too. But right now, we do want you to call, especially if you're interested in the Big and Awesome Bridges poster and book from our guest today, Sharon Wood Wharton. I just want to make sure I get that name right. She is one of the cornerstones of KBOO building up the great public affairs programming that you enjoy here, listening to authors, local authors, visiting authors, people with something to say. And we would love it if you had something to say and called toll-free 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266.